Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
Welcome to Puddles. It's your host, Andrew Collin, joined by my co-host,
Brenna LaRocque. Here we are.
I wonder if people hate that. Sometimes I think we should start it real cool, where we're just like, like the podcast just starts like, so I went and got groceries, and then I went, I wasn't going to get cheese, and then I got cheese, and whatever. I picked up some barbecue ribs, and are we starting?
Like opening with a bit?
No, just like opening with just talking.
Like a fake out?
Without it being a bit. Just it being straight up, just like very natural.
Okay.
You hear a lot of podcasts like that where they're talking off camera like, oh yeah, and then, you know, me and my wife went down. Oh, we're starting?
Yeah. I hear you.
We're starting?
I hear you.
So we are starting.
We have a very formal start. We're like, we're clapping. We know exactly when to start. So let us know if you guys like the intro.
Yeah.
We can always come up with something more fun.
I mean, so I think we're just going to talk about it right away. There's been a lot of comments, a lot of like back and forth. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are angry. Some people are happy. A lot of DMs. Melanie's laugh.
Sup, fuckers.
Hey, stop.
We can laugh, you can't.
It is interesting when you guys are so mad at someone's joy. Oh, God. Now I can hear it more. Before I was like, I used to love her laugh, and then I read three comments and I want to chop her head off. I don't know what it is.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah. I wonder if you could do anything about it. Can you change your laugh halfway through life?
You can. It's like you can change your sneeze. Like there's a default sneeze. There's a default laugh. But like you can change it, because I have a default laugh and it's so bad. But it's not default. It's more like a true laugh. You know, like if I got to get it out of my body.
Yeah, you go like, ha, 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 ha.
No, it's like... It's wild. My cackle.
Yeah, I have a laugh that's like more fake, I guess, where it's like it feels more forced and I sound like that dog.
Yeah, your laugh is like a wheeze.
Yeah.
You wheeze laugh, but I feel like you fake laugh a lot.
I have sleep apnea laugh. Yeah, like I'm dying.
Last night your snores were in my dream.
Yeah? Did you hit me again?
Yeah. Multiple times I had to.
I don't know, man. I don't know if that helps anyone.
It helps me.
Yeah, I try to, you know, we got a new bed. We're in our new apartment. We're in a tiny apartment. Very tiny house. We're in the bed right now on YouTube. This is our new studio for now, for maybe ever. And we have a new mattress that's very hard.
Oh, my God. It's so firm. No squeaking is going to be happening.
Yeah.
We had a whole mattress thing, actually. The drama of getting a mattress. First, we order something off of Amazon. It doesn't come in time. Oh, my God. I don't even know where to start with this story, to be honest.
What do you mean?
I'm just like, it's just a lot.
You okay?
I'm so sick of thinking about mattresses.
Yeah, I don't want to. We don't have to talk about the mattress. Okay. Essentially, we ordered a mattress off Amazon. One came 3 days late. And then we ordered a different one. We had to cancel that one. We live in an apartment. That's
we went
a
mattress
three-fourth.
Shopping, which mattresses are $5,000 now. Don't know if anybody's aware.
Yeah, they have you lay on every single mattress. I'm just thinking I'm going to get bed bugs or give it bed bugs the whole time. I think about, they're like, no, lay on it. And they go, oh, it's five. I go, 500? 5,000. I'm like, does this thing blow me?
Yeah, and they know it's too much because they say five.
And they hide
it. Even they know it's too much.
And they hide it. They flip the card.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so we went. We tried to get a mattress same day. This is why Amazon is killing small business because small businesses still charge $45,000 for a Tempur-Pedic that, so we went on Amazon, we got one for fucking $300. It's great. It's firm. But the problem is we live in an apartment that's 3/4. We don't have a real address and we don't have a real door.
Yeah, it's a side door of a house.
Through a gate.
Through a gate.
It's like a maze.
That's locked from the inside. You have to reach around and unlock it. Like,
yeah, our instructions are like, you got to crawl through a tunnel, knock 3 times, freaking fart.
Yeah.
Have a stop for an orange juice, make a right, and then you'll see our, and we have to write all that in the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, too, is that no one, I don't even know if they ever read the instructions. You know, and so we wrote a sign. We made a real sign on the gate. Come this way. First yeah. little door on the right.
Attention, Amazon. Then I intercepted on Amazon. You can see how many stops away they are. So I wrote a sign and I still intercepted the delivery. And I met and, you know, he brought it in and he was like, I love seeing signs like this. It just makes me feel like I'm somebody. And I was like, you are somebody. We appreciate you.
Aw, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was so sad.
He's like,
I was like, this 19-year-old kid is already down on life, which I was like, I get it, dude.
He's never got a birthday card in his life. That's what no. that tells me.
Yeah.
Like, there's never been anyone that ever handwritten something. People don't handwrite things anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's so rare
yeah.
to get some handwritten.
Yeah.
You know, you get it from your mom with like $20 in it. And then, you know, you're special, which is very nice. And it does mean more when you see the penmanship.
It means so much. I keep all of my cards. I have a box of cards from people.
First of all, can we talk about your memory box? So we moved and granted, I should be doing better in life. So Brenna has her own room for her memories. But she has a memory box that's about 85 pounds. We don't really know what's in it. I've never really asked her. I don't know. Maybe it's just her ex-boyfriend's hair.
There's some ex-boyfriend stuff in there.
That is horrible.
No.
That's worse than keeping like an old Instagram photo up.
No, because the ex-boyfriend things, they're not from every ex-boyfriend. There's one from...
Oh, that's better.
No, if I explain it, it's actually sweet. So there's one from like... I dated like a foreign exchange student in 10th grade and he made a scrapbook of like all of our like little memories of the year he was there. And like he was a sweet boy and like I was really young and it was just like very innocent. And I was like, I can't let go. Like that's somebody made me a scrapbook like of like memories of when I was 16. Like that's really sweet. And then the second one is like
second.
I dated this guy in Czech Republic when I lived there who was
sorry,
like,
sorry, I'm not European.
He was like a graffiti artist and he would make me this like graffiti art. And so it's like somebody made me art and he died. So now I'm like, I can't like he, you know,
I didn't know you dated him.
Yeah.
You just said he was your friend.
Oh, well, I dated him for a whole year. I took his virginity in a bathroom,
and his
like
life.
A bar bathroom, and I had no idea.
You killed him. You banged him to death. You're like a black widow.
Wait, did anybody you
this
ever?
This is why we don't have sex that much because I think I'll be dead in 3 days. I am sorry about your ex, though, but at least we have his memories.
Well,
of
yeah,
taking up our small
he meant a lot to me. So no, it yeah, is. It's yes. like somebody who's like there for you when you're like living abroad at 16 and like. You know, it's like, to me, like, those two people are, like, more than, like, they were, like, it's like a friend when you're that young, like, that you spent a long time with and had sex with. But I don't think about the sex. Like, yeah. I'm not thinking about the sex I had at 16.
I'd rather you think about the sex than the memories. you know what? I just think about the emotional connection we had. That's what I think about. And he died, too, so he's, like, forever, like, so much cooler. Like, unless I die soon, like... I can't compete.
Do you unfollow? Wait, sorry, go ahead.
There's something really funny, too, about being jealous of a guy that's also dead because he's in your memory box, which you never opened. Why do we hold on to these things, you know? It's,
yeah.
I get it, though.
I mean,
I used to hold on. We had, me and my older brother, we traveled through Europe. We backpacked. And we had photos made. Remember disposable cameras where you give it to Walgreens and then you pick it up like 3 months later and you're like, oh, I went here? You know? But they look cooler. Exactly. They all look like a cool like filter.
Yeah. And... dude, Polaroid filter, like I have a Polaroid camera and those are my best photos.
Oh, this wasn't Polaroid though. This was just disposable. But yeah, but still.
Oh, like same vibe though.
Same vibe. Yeah. It's like writing penmanship. It's like tangible. You can feel it. It means more. Oh man, we had some great photos. Did I ever tell you that we were on a when we were in the Greek islands that we went on? My grandpa died. My grandpa Henry.
When you were away.
Yeah, which was tough because we couldn't get back. I mean, we could get back,
but you didn't want to go through the trouble.
This sounds bad. This
No. If he died of old age.
Okay. First of all, we were. This sounds like the most privileged. I couldn't get to a funeral story, but we were in the Greek islands,
you guys,
in Eos, and if we were to get back to, we wouldn't have made it to the funeral. Just
so you would have been there after.
Maybe would have got there, but
but you would have been like rumbling in your plane stuff.
We had a booze cruise to get to.
Oh my god!
You know,
you're. But I think that your grandpa would have want you that's to what we, do.
That's what we said. That's what we said.
He doesn't want you to travel all the way back for his funeral. He said, have a great time on your booze cruise. Live your life because I can't anymore.
He's like, at each stop, take a shot for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. How many shots did you drink? And you guys were like, for Grandpa Marvin.
It was Grandpa Henry.
Oh, for Grandpa Henry.
But 73. One for each year. We almost
died. Oh, he died pretty young.
Actually, I don't know.
I was like, wait, I'm concerned.
No, he's proud. Well, first of all, your last boyfriend died at 17. Okay, don't fucking. I'm killing it. I'm killing it.
I, you know, I like a guy who's close to death. I do like a guy no close matter the to age. Death. Yeah.
So Grandpa Henry died, and then we went out and we celebrated his life by drinking shots on a booze cruise. And we knew one of the parties had a baby pool. And so we wore snorkel gear because we just wanted attention from girls. And it's like such a, it's called peacocking, you know, when you overdo it and you're just a complete dickhead. So we wore snorkel gear and swimmies for the party. So like we're literally wearing swimmies and like goggles
on the
arms, me and my older brother. And you're like, this wouldn't work. Dude, it is so easy to get pussy if you decide to look like a dickhead.
Really?
Yeah. In a certain way. But so then we go.
In Greece?
Yeah.
The girls, the Greek girls were like, that's my man.
None of them are Greek. They're all fucking Australian and like hammered dumb Americans on fucking backpacking. So we're backpacking and we, oh no, so we're on the booze cruise for my Grandpa Henry. And for Grandpa Henry. And, We see the baby pool, and then we see Pacey from
Hard to Spot.
What's that show where it was with Dawson's Creek with Dawson, and Pacey was there at the bar drinking, and he was talking to two pretty girls, and we're like, dude, that's fucking Pacey. We're fucking hammered, you know, for Grandpa. And there's the baby pool, and we're like, yo, we're going to jump in.
How deep is this baby pool?
Inches. Like, it's not diveable. Like, we shouldn't have done this. I mean, but we're like, yo, we want the attention. We want to steal the girls from Pacey.
Yeah.
And me and Dan, my older brother, we're like, all right, we'll jump on three. And he thought it was like 1, 2, 3, go. And I went on three. And I jumped in the baby pool before him, and then he landed. I had the goggles on. He landed on my face, and I got up, and there was so much pressure, and I'm gushing blood. It looks like a shark fucking bit me.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not lying. The girl that was talking to Pacey, who's a superstar, this is his, he's huge, sees me gushing blood in swimmies. And comes over and rescues me and gets me paper towels.
Yeah, because you're a baby. You need help. Like a little boy.
Yeah. And then we hooked up.
Shut up. I hate when he has that smile on his face. It's like when he's like, yeah, some girl told me I look like Dave Matthews. He gives this little, this grin. And I'm like, don't,
a little chuckle face.
Don't think about having sex with somebody
else. I wasn't. We didn't fuck her. I didn't fuck her. If that makes you feel better.
What did you, what is, everybody has a different actually definition of hookup. So what's hookup to you?
I didn't kill her afterwards.
Okay. So we're hooking up still.
No, I hooked up. I think I just, I might have just, I think I just fingered her in like a teepee.
What's your definition of hookup, Melanie?
She had a really hairy bush.
Oh, really?
She's from
Greece?
No. Greasy?
I can imagine Greek women she's having
from,
bush.
She's from England.
Bushes.
Like Liverpool or something. Something like Leeds, it was called. I remember.
Where is that?
Somewhere in England.
And yeah.
Big old bush. And it was like 140 degrees. And I was like, man, this is European.
Was her bikini line trimmed? Or was it just?
I don't even know if she wore a bikini. I think it was just her pussy hair.
My God.
And she was good to go. Wow. We were like, wow, wearing a 5-piece down there.
I saw my aunt's bush one time.
You said that like you went to Vietnam.
Dude, it's the biggest bush I've ever seen.
Where were you?
She was showering.
Why were you? You just walked in on accident?
Yeah. Just was in there.
Now, when you saw the bush, did you give it a, like, it's hard. Sometimes you'll see it, you'll get shocked like a car accident.
I just was younger and I was like, wow, that's what a like grown up vagina looks like.
Oh, how old were you?
I was probably like, I don't know, maybe like 12 or 13. I don't even know. I was just like, wow, that's, I was definitely before I had pubic hair. So I was just like, wow, that's what's going to happen.
Did it make you want to get pubes or never?
I think it made me want to always never have pubes. I can't even grow out my hair enough to get a Brazilian because I'm like, I just don't like having pubic hair.
How quickly did you grow your pubes and get rid of them?
Dude, I was shaving the day I came out shaving.
It's like, I'll never look like my aunt.
Yeah, I used to like use, before my mom or whoever taught me how to shave, I used to use my sister's razor in the shower. One time I took her razor because I had a unibrow and like went straight down my eyebrows. I looked fucking insane.
Did your aunt have a unibrow?
Dude, it was my eyebrows. My whole, like all my teenage years were really bad.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I don't, I won't even get them waxed now. Huh?
You probably look like Frida Kahlo. Frida Kahlo?
I mean like I was over plucking.
Oh, got
and like
you.
I had like a dental floss. Like my brother was like, your eyebrows look like the golden arches. Like if you separate them, that's how bad they were.
Oh man.
Yeah, they were so bad. Now they're good.
But. Yeah, because you don't have that wide eyes. Some girls, they'll wax their eyebrow and you'll look and you'll be like, oh, like.
Because they go too far in.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's like that girl on The Bachelor, the recent one. I thought her eyebrows were, it's like a almost like. Maybe like 4 inches in between their face.
I'll have to look because I don't know what you're talking about. But wait.
Oh, pubes?
No.
Your aunt?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen some bushes back in the day. They're, you know, you go to the locker room and old men just fucking, they'll whip their dick out right in your, like, literally, like, it's a lot. The older you get, the more free you are to, like, get. It's weird because they didn't, no one could be gay openly, but then you go into a locker room and these old men, they take their dick out like 2 inches from your face and their pubes are longer than their penis. And I just remember seeing that.
That's disgusting.
Being like, one day I'll get there.
That's why nobody, no girl, you're there. You made it.
Rude.
Okay, wait.
Rude.
Have you noticed
that
as,
rude.
As somebody who's in their fourth generation of life, or decade, not generation.
What am I, a fucking, what am I, from the, what am I, Egyptian?
Have you noticed?
What am I, a pyramid?
Have you noticed that, like, women, that women have less and less hair as the years have gone by? Like when you hook up with them? Is that a thing?
I remember in 1514 AD when I first saw Cleopatra's pussy. I was like, whoa, that's hairier than... Fast forward four generations. Yeah, you're way less hairier than Cleopatra.
Dude, Andrew, this is like one of the best compliments he ever gave me. He's like, you're like a dolphin. You have no hair. And I was like, that is so nice of you. Thank you. That's yeah. all I ever wanted to hear. Wait, but seriously.
Yeah, dude, for sure. Like, I don't know. I think pubic hair came back a little bit about 4 or 5 years ago. New York City, I think girls thought it was like cool to wear like mom jeans and then have your bush
and like not shave their armpits.
Yeah, just like equality equals hair kind of thing.
I think it's more like an empowerment thing, but
yeah, empowerment.
Yeah,
but guys are trimming their pubes. I trim my pubes once.
Are they?
I trim them up only to be yelled at, so I can't win.
Wait, what? No, because you don't clean up after yourself. You can trim them in the shower and let them go down the drain.
You know how long that would take me? And also, we
because you only do it like once in a blue moon.
This house
once
was
a decade.
Built in 1918. You think it could handle my bush? Oh my fucking, this house would blow up. Water would shoot out of the roof. I'm trying to get rid of my pubes. Anyhow.
You're staticky.
Yeah, I just got staticky. It's better? Maybe? Yeah, that's better. Anyhow.
I'm going to have an asthma attack keeping in all my laughs.
Yeah, Melanie, by the way, because you guys are such monsters, has been laughing and putting the mic up her asshole so you can't hear it.
Dude, she's mastered the silent laugh.
But it's kind of weird, though, because... We're watching her laugh, and I think we're giving it the time of a laugh, but you don't hear a laugh, which now is weird. Melanie has ruined this podcast through her joy, and we're not happy about it. We were thinking about firing her, but then we were like...
Or dude, maybe- every week Andrew's like, we were going to maybe fire her. She's probably actually really scared we're going to fire.
She's going to quit. She's going to get a better... She's in LA.
That's so true. All the time we're like, Melanie's going to be just fine. Andrew goes, she'll probably stay with us like as a charity case.
Yeah, she'll be running like Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, I thought Andrew was going to be like making me this is famous, but I'm making Andrew famous.
Oh, I can't wait. Please do. Please.
Yeah, you got to drop his name.
Yeah, please drop my name. They're gonna be like, man.
Dude, isn't it so funny if Melanie is the one who gets you on like Kimmel?
I would love it.
I have a connection.
You say right, that there all the time.
I love that.
Well, she's Jewish, so we have.
She
in
probably
LA,
does.
In
yeah.
LA, we all are like three cousins away yeah. from yeah. being famous, but no one wants to help us.
No, nobody wants to help anybody in this town.
Yeah, but anyhow. Yeah, I guess we're done with this section.
That was fun.
That was fun. It's way more laid back when we're in
bed.
Oh,
my God. It's the best. I love laying down.
Yeah. All right. All right. Welcome back. Or should we be cool and be like, yeah, I was just taking a shit. Anyways, so what's up with Snooze?
So Snooze. Hailey Bieber's older sister, Elena Baldwin, has been arrested for getting into a tampon tussle. Elena was booked on charges of assault, battery, and criminal trespassing for allegedly throwing a used tampon at a bartender, according to a police report. Security footage Savage. Showed Alaya forcing her way into a locked employee bathroom, telling the bartender she needed to change her tampon. A few minutes later, when the bartender entered the bathroom, Elena removed her tampon and threw it at the woman. Security then removed her from the club as she ripped hair from one of the bouncer's heads and kicked the other in the balls. She later claimed she was acting in self-defense.
Whoa.
I mean, this shit sounds like a Jason Bourne movie. Can you imagine if that was the fight scene in Jason Bourne?
That'd be great.
I feel
yeah,
like it's
he fights
one
a woman
thing...
and she throws a tampon in his face, kicks him in the balls.
Hell yeah.
Fucking.
Dang, it's one thing to throw a tampon at a man, but at another woman, I just feel like that's so fucked.
That's
fuck.
Yeah.
Did like, she pull the tampi from her?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a good move.
I know.
I love that Andrew calls tampons tampies. He's always like, you gotta get your tampies. Did you buy some tampies?
Yeah, I make it.
He makes it as cute as possible. Ow! Ow, Mango. Sorry.
Sorry, Mango scratched her feet. We're trying here, folks. We have a tiny home. We don't have anywhere to put Mango anymore. It's either here or in a bathroom. So wait, so she was trying. I don't know why she got angry because the woman barged in on her changing her tampon. Was she in there too long? It doesn't.
I think she was just like overly drunk and like I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. And they maybe wouldn't let her in. So she said, I have to change my tampon. Yeah.
This is what happens when one family member. I get it because my older brother's so rich and I would throw a tampon at someone. I'm so mad about it. You know what I mean?
You'd pull a tampon out of your vagina.
I'd pull a tampon out of my ass that's helping my hemorrhoids.
You know, because I actually didn't even know Hailey Bieber had a sibling.
Until now.
Until this. So this really put her on the map.
It's like Jackson Mahomes with Patrick Mahomes' brother who, like, does horrible shit.
Wait, I want to look her up. What's her name?
Tampi.
Alaya Baldwin.
I mean.
A-L-A-I-I.
It's got to suck, too. I mean. You know, your other sister has the Bieber name, and then your name is just connected to your dad that was in Biodome 45 years ago, and now is like a Christian freak.
And the Flintstones.
Okay, well, never mind. I take it all back. They didn't even have tampons back then. I was, that's when I was alive 4 generations ago.
Bye.
With the Flintstones.
Yeah, Hailey Bieber's prettier, too.
Let me see her. Oh, yeah.
That's like, a, no yeah, question.
She has a bigger jaw.
Look at this photo.
Yeah, it's a girl that would throw a tampon. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Well, you know what? Maybe she'll meet a R&B star. Whoa. Dude, her fucking mugshot.
So crazy. I would She's say she 31 and she did that. Wow. That's too old. You're too old.
This just tells me that Hailey Bieber needs to be more generous with the fame and give her some fame. I could, yeah.
Yeah, it's like crazy.
Anyhow, well, next
topic.
Good one though, Mel.
Yeah.
Better than dude, someone wrote us a message recently.
I responded.
Laughing really hard about the first news we ever did was Melanie talking about the Connecticut basketball team, women's basketball team. Anyhow, go ahead.
Oh man.
What's the next one?
Sorry, the silent laugh.
We were just like,
okay. Me trying to catch my breath before I could talk.
Yeah, Melanie was laughing again.
Fuck me.
Through a muzzle.
That's one of the steps you have to go through to get into our house. You gotta put a muzzle on.
You gotta put a muzzle on. And by everyone, just Melanie, because no one will ever come here because we don't have room for 3.
She's the only person that I feel comfortable letting in here.
Okay, what's the next story?
Asia's richest man, Mukesh Ambani, threw his son a lavish 3-day pre-wedding bash in India this past weekend. Some of the biggest players from Wall Street, Silicon Valley, and the entertainment industry are on the guest list, including Rihanna, who performed a 19-song set. Besides the Super Bowl, Rihanna has not done a real show in 8 years.
Whoa.
Her real fans must be so fucking mad.
So pissed off.
Wow.
Also, they paid her $6 million. Everyone's at this thing. It's all over TikTok. I don't know who these freaking... Is it working?
Yeah.
I don't know who... It's like the richest like Indian family. They're worth like $120 billion. If you have a lot of money, like that kind of money, people will pretend that they like you so bad. And like, dude, if you just watch this, it's like... It's his son is like nothing special at all. You know, I don't know. It's just, I don't know why it makes me so angry watching these because everyone's being fake. Everyone's being fake at this thing. His son actually, like, he talks and, like, if you're really rich and you say anything that's somewhat humble, people are like, man, he's worth $120 billion, but he's just a regular guy. And then he drives off in like a fucking flying airplane. And they're like, man, he's just like us, man.
A flying airplane?
Yeah. Yeah, or a flying car. Or a car that flies. I don't know. It's just, It's all over your TikTok too. They feed the algorithm. That's how rich they are. Whoever is like, they probably paid to fucking put it all over TikTok. And yeah, it's just yeah, everyone shows up. Bill Gates shows up, and you're just like, oh, these people are all in it for the fucking money. No one's in it for humanity. No one gives a fuck. Oh,
you know what? That reminds me of a TikTok I saved to read. No, seriously.
Did you just say that reminds you of a TikTok to read? This is...
Okay, I'm going to read this to you guys. I wonder if future generations will look back in bewilderment that citizens allowed themselves to be taxed to build sports stadiums that billionaires then charged us to enter for the sake of rooting for millionaires to play children's games whose outcomes distract us from getting robbed by rich people for things just like this. What do you think about that? It's kind of fucked, right?
What do you think about that?
I just was
now
like,
you're just watching TikTok.
I just was like, I just saw it and I was like, true.
Damn, it hit you, huh?
It just hit me really hard. But anyways, I am always saying tax the rich. Seriously, tax the fucking rich. Yeah.
And then you throw a tampon, a bloody tampon at somebody. Yeah, it's just one of those things.
That's something
like,
only
I've
poor
never
people
heard,
say, by the way.
No one ever heard of this family, this Indian family, ever. And then, I'm not kidding, on my TikTok, there was 75 videos of this family.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't hear anything about it.
The dad is the 11th richest person in the world.
Okay.
Jesus.
Why do we care? Why do we care about that?
I mean... just a lot.
Okay, what's the next story?
Next story. So Brenna and I were texting last night while she was waiting for her Thai food and saw a man wielding a baseball bat outside of the apartment across the street, to which I told her, call the cops.
Now that's my kind of party. You know what I mean? Fuck this Indian guy that has $114 billion. I want to go to a guy wielding a bat for free.
Dude.
Down my street. And, that's a party.
Yeah, no. And I was live texting Melanie. Live texting her.
Brenna tells me these stories where she like puts herself in harm's way. And she's just like, and then I was like under his bat. And he was like almost hitting me. It was so funny. And then I was texting Melanie about it. Like today,
dude, I was behind the tree. Like zooming in, taking a video of this man swinging the bat around, clinking it on the sidewalk. Andrew's gone for hours at the golf course. And I was like, of course, the first night I'm alone.
Yeah, I paid that guy. That's my kind of guy. I go, look, I need to keep this bitch in line.
And then three cop cars came. And
I sent them. Yep. I go, look.
And then we
this
saw
is her
him
first
this morning.
Night alone. I don't want to get her any ideas about having another guy come over. I'm going to fucking make sure she never leaves the tiny home. No, you said, oh, yeah. And then I was just hiding behind a tree and I was sending videos to Melanie. I go, that's the start of a horror movie when a guy sees a cute little girl laughing at him, filming, sending it to her friend. Like, what a fucking dumb bitch guy is.
I was just.
He sees you. He clocks it. 6 months later, he goes, remember when you were laughing at me?
I know. We saw him this morning. I guess.
We did.
He walked in front of the car. Yeah, I was just remarking on the fact, too, that it's just like how men are just they're so different. Like their testosterone makes them so just because he was out there for a good 10 minutes doing that.
Yeah.
And in those 10 minutes, the fact that he didn't get embarrassed, he wasn't like, okay, maybe I'm more calm now. Like, guys are just so crazy.
Like, yeah, around minute six, you're like, okay, what am I doing?
Yeah, like, you would think. But he got the cops called on him. There were three cop cars blocking the road. Like, are you not embarrassed?
And yeah, and it was like a cheating situation, you think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which made me actually feel like more safe thinking that he's just mad at one guy, not the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But even though someone that's mad at one guy takes it out on the world, that does happen. But Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, oh, this is like a domestic abuse affair kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it had nothing to do with me. I don't think he's going to beat the shit out of me because he's mad at that guy for fucking his wife. But you never know.
Fuck his wife.
I won't fuck his wife.
Thank you.
I swear to God. Not with my bush. She'd be like, I'd rather have the bat. She's like, you know what? Give me the bat. Oh, fuck. All right. Is that it? That's all of them?
That's all the snooze.
All right. That's snooze for you. Whatever, man. It's cool. Whatever, dude.
So we want to play a game?
Yeah, let's play a game.
Okay. So this game is, are you turned off yet? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to name biggest icks and turnoffs.
I like this.
And you let me know if it's a turnoff or not.
Okay.
Chasing a ping pong ball.
Oh, in beer pong or ping pong?
Either.
Depends how fast they run.
Yeah, it depends on how they do it.
Okay. Yeah. Or her, but yeah, it's yeah, definitely. There's something about being like, the ball's by your foot. Oh, don't step on the ball. Like that energy is just drives my pussy up.
It's how you do it. It's got to be your attitude about it.
Yeah, you'll be like, yeah, whatever, dude. Just fucking throw me the ball, dude. I'm not running to get it. Anyhow, go ahead. Yeah, so yeah, it's a bit of a turnoff.
Mm-hmm. Singing the wrong lyrics to a song confidently.
I've done this many times. So it's still a turnoff. Even though I've done this many times. What do you think?
I think it could be like a funny thing. You could turn it into like a laugh thing. I'm not turned off yet.
I do hate the person who sings with no self-awareness, mm-hmm. where they're like making the song about them. Like that video on TikTok, the Taylor Swift video, there was a 12-year-old screaming Taylor Swift lyrics.
I think we talked about this last week.
Oh, whoops. Yeah. Never mind. I'm still upset.
Yeah, I would be too.
Okay. So flip-flops on men outside of the pool or beach.
It's not a turnoff to me.
Yeah, because you do it.
But I just admitted the other one's a turnoff. I just feel like girls are like, oh my God, I can see your toes. It's like, we see your fucking toes all the time.
I don't love it, to be honest. If your feet look okay, then fine. But like guys have really hairy toes. But if you at least have like your toenails are not weirdly curved and like overgrown, then that's better. My ick more than that, like it's in the same kind of it's the same thing, is when guys wear muscle tanks. It's the most disgusting thing ever to me when you can see their nipples when they like move a certain way.
Oh, a little side nip.
Oh my God, I hate muscle tanks. I think they're so gross. On any guy.
All right.
Yeah.
I think when you have the flip flops on, it's a hygiene thing. Like, I think if you see that, you think the guy's dirty. You're like, I don't want those feet in my bed. I don't want those feet going down on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Loud eaters.
What are we just listing things I do?
Dude, Andrew has the loudest mouth.
I get it from my dad. Dude, we have very wet mouths.
It's crazy how loud your mouth is. Like, it's just, he can't even help it. It's the way that your mouth is structured, I think.
Yeah, God did not do a good job with this thing.
Dude, it drives me nuts. I can't do it.
All right. Well, I guess that's a nick. All right. I'll never eat again. We'll only get smoothies. Even smoothies, I chew loud.
Sometimes it's fine, but I think Andrew really does think that he can, like, he needs to taste things sometimes.
No, you know what it is, honestly?
And you eat fast, so I have to be like, slow down.
I had a fear of choking for a while. Oh. And I think I chew hard to make sure the food is swallowable. Mm-hmm. So I over-chew.
You do have little teeth, too. So
and I have little teeth. I'm just gumming everything. I'm gumming hard things here. I don't know what you want from me. I'm trying. What the problem is, too, is like when I focus on it, I could hear my mouth work, and I don't like that.
No, because you know it's bad.
Yeah. I could hear the car start. Yeah, it's like grinding
sometimes
gears.
I
yeah.
combat it though by also eating loudly, because if I, it's like when you're crunching, eating something crunchy, you have to turn the music up so you can hear it better. You know,
yeah.
like I can't tune you. I can tune you out with my own mouth.
Well, yeah, your mouth is the complete opposite of my mouth. It's loud in different ways. Your mouth, you could break down boulders. You know yeah, what I mean? You yeah. have all teeth.
Yeah.
You know what you do that fucking turns me off?
What?
How you eat from a fork. You go, she goes teeth on the fork, not like if I feed her no. something, she should just like use your lips. She goes, and you could hear the fucking teeth hitting the fork. It's like, dude, it is the sound. Honestly, that would end, it would end any war. That's, dude, why do you go teeth to fork? Can't you feel it on the fork? Maybe your teeth are so big you don't feel.
I can like scrape it off with my teeth, but my teeth, no, but listen.
Even the word scrape for teeth.
That noise is worse than my laugh.
I don't know.
Listen,
let's
this is my teeth.
Crazy. Let's not.
Listen,
let's not
this
get
is my teeth. Isn't that crazy?
This is my teeth.
No, because you can kind of like bring your teeth, because my teeth are long, over the fork without bringing your teeth to the, like touching it to the fork.
Now, whoever taught you that or didn't teach you. And you've changed.
I've tried.
Because you'll even do it without me feeding you. You'll just go, like, if you're eating something with a fork, I hear it just scrape. And I was like, man, we really are a disgusting couple. All right, what's next?
Watching them trip or fall.
Dude, Brenna falls all the time, especially in this tiny home, which, again, my bad for not making more money. But
thank you for taking accountability for my ex, for your ex. Wait, okay. I think it's funny. Like, I just think it's funny. I guess it does make you a little bitch, but
I don't mind a fall. I mind the cover up of a fall. Like, if you fall and you go, like, you try to, you know, you do that, like, right. Like you didn't fall.
Mm-hmm.
That's the,
so you have to like almost embrace it and then you're fine.
I had something happen to me recently that was similar to a fall. That, you know, when you get the toilet paper on your foot when you walk out after you shit.
No.
Oh, that's like a thing. Like sometimes like people will walk out and they'll have toilet paper on the bottom of their shoe. Now, it wasn't that, but it was, I went boxing and my wraps got stuck to my shoe after I put them down. I started walking back and everyone pointed at me, and it was essentially everyone thought the toilet paper on the shoe.
Oh.
And the old me would be like, you know, whatever. But I was like, it's like I had shit on my foot or something like that. Like I.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear you.
And I don't think that's icky. I think it's icky when you freaking fall and you like.
You're like a dick if somebody points it out. You're like.
Yeah, dude, you fell.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch. Anyhow.
All right, two more. Having an Instagram account for their pet.
Ew. Ick.
I know, but we do post Mango a lot. It's
yeah,
hard
but that's
to.
That's not a separate account.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ick. Ew.
When you like fucking put like different kind of clothes on them. Like Dave Portnoy has been doing this thing. He's from Barstool with Miss Peaches, and it's driving me crazy. I hate it.
The Gucci raincoat?
Dude, I hate it. The whole thing I was telling Brenna is showing how much money he has and how he would treat an older woman through this dog. And I think women love it so much because they're like, that could be me in a Gucci coat. That could be me getting fed lobster next to a pool in Miami. Like every one of the videos, he's showing how big his house is through his dog.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, oh, Miss Peaches.
I hate his voice. It's the most disgusting thing.
And he loves this, like, dude, yeah. Because people are talking about it. Right now, we're talking about yeah. it.
If I was his ex, Solana, I'd be like, thank God that I'm not with this guy anymore. If dude, I saw how he was treating that dog, like.
It is such a play to get pussy. I see through all this stuff because
working.
I've been through, like.
You've done it.
Well, like just like situations where it's like, yeah, I've gotten laid through whatever kind of celebrity this is. And I know when I've like posted oh, I'm in Denver next to this tree, eating, like, oh, like, that's a call to be like, hey, girls in Denver, I'm here. You know what I mean? Like, and this is way before we were together. This is just what I'm this is not, don't be mad at me. Maybe still be mad at Miss Peaches.
Yeah.
Yeah, be mad at Miss Peaches.
Dude, you think I'm just admitting the cheating right now? Are you crazy? Are you going to talk? Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I'm kind of upset.
This is it. I can't give my like point of view without being... Dude, we got a tiny home together. I have a ring on your finger.
Dude, every time I'm like any type of jealous, Andrew's like... His thing used to be, we have a cat together. Like, he would be like, what do you mean? You're sleeping in my bed. We have a cat together. And now it's, you have a ring.
Yeah.
Like, you just did it to shut me up.
And the guy with the bat. I think the Miss Peaches thing, I hope people see through it like we do. Because it is... not from a good, and then he'll do it for charity and then everyone goes, well, it's great, never mind, I'm an asshole. You can't compete with that when someone does something for charity.
Yeah, you can, because if they're advertising it, then it's just for their brand.
Yeah,
that's all it is. Anybody who's like, oh my god, you guys need to go to this thing and you guys need, shut up.
Yeah,
shut the fuck up. I'll do charity if I want. I'm not gonna like do it because you told me to.
If anything, I'm not gonna do it because you told me.
Yeah. I actually don't want to adopt that dog now.
Yeah. Okay. What's next?
All right. Last one. Wearing shoes without socks.
Oh, sometimes you got to do it.
No, but like the ones that require socks.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do it.
I get what you're saying. I think I used to do this a lot and get smelly. You get smelly feet. That's no good.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like a regular thing, then that's disgusting. Like, buy a pack of socks, but.
Yeah, it either says, A, I don't give a fuck about anybody else except for me because you smell like dog shit. Visually, I don't think it's bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't like when you can kind of like see the top of a foot in a sneaker.
That's like eternal.
Yeah, it like, looks I'm like, weird. Ew. Yeah.
Man, it's interesting. You guys hate seeing any kind of skin. That isn't like regular skin.
Well, male feet aren't like taken care of.
Yeah.
But like, even the top of the foot?
In general. Just like, why am I seeing all of your foot in a sneaker? I don't know.
I think.
It doesn't look proportional.
This that, just tells you know? Me why like when women want to get pedicures and stuff because they're like, oh, the guys. Like, yes, and you do it for yourself. But I feel like you're way more judgmental of these kind of things. Than men. Like men would
no
never.
Fucking way, dude. Guys, when my toes, I haven't had a pedicure in like 3 months, and Andrew literally looked at my feet a few weeks ago.
What did I do?
Made a face, and I go, what?
I don't think
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, you
that.
Did because you noticed my toenails. Literally, one time I was like, should I wear these sandals or these like flats or something? And he's like, well, are your toenails painted? And I go, yeah, they are. And he goes,
making sounds, dude.
Oh. But it's true. You did do that.
That's funny. Like,
yeah. So you stop. You can't even. That's not true.
I mean, look, there's a difference between kind of a pedicure and then sometimes what you got going on.
Babe, my feet are cute no matter what.
They are cute.
Yeah.
But, you know, so is my bush.
Okay, well, we have agreed to disagree.
It's kind of reminds me of my pubes.
That's why I wear it.
That's why it's gray.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We're done with that section. Real smooth. All right. Voicemails. What do we got, Mel? And don't laugh. Please.
Hi, Brenna and Andrew. I have a story about being turned off by a man, which happens all the time, but nonetheless, last year I met a man on Hinge and he, you know, we went out on a date, had a few drinks, we came back to my place and we tried to do the deed, but he couldn't get hard in the slightest. So after a little bit of trying, we both were just like, it's not happening. But after we agreed that it wasn't happening, this man went and got his phone and texted his friends saying that he just had sex for the first time in 8 years. And I was so appalled because that man barely put a penis in me. And he went and claimed to his friends that he got with me and that he had sex when, like, I didn't enjoy any of it. So that was the turnoff. And, of course, I didn't talk to him again. Love you guys. Love the pod.
Oh, that is great. It's just like such a specific turnoff. But
wow. A guy bragging about having sex is weird.
Especially to his boys.
Yeah, after eight years.
And then not getting hard and then claiming it's a win. That means he hasn't come close to pussy in 8 years.
No way. No way. Wow.
But hey, bro, been there. Been there, done that, brother.
What's the longest you've gone without having sex?
Dude, the first time I ever had sex, I lost my virginity. I couldn't get hard. I get it.
Yeah.
I told all my boys, though. Yeah, your boy's not a virgin no more.
Yeah. Technically, if it goes in, that's sex.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what this girl's problem is.
Like, do you think if... Never mind.
No, she's definitely, like, I would be pissed, too. I wouldn't, you know, and she was, like, kind of cool about him. It wasn't, the turnoff wasn't that he had a soft dick, which would be most people's turnoff. There's nothing worse than men. It's like, come on, why can't you get hard? It's like...
You smack it. What's the longest you've gone?
Like, without having sex?
Yeah, have you gone years? Yeah.
After having sex? Like, mm-hmm. As an adult?
Yeah.
I've probably gone like a year and a half or 2 years.
Yeah, I've probably gone about a year.
But then I jerked off and got kind of hard and I texted all my boys.
Just like, kind of hard though.
Yeah, dude. Your boy fucked.
The cum dribbled out and you were like, guys, it happened.
Yeah, dude, I fucked. Who did you fuck? Dude, it's like, you don't know her, dude. She's fucking, she's cool. Yeah, I've gone like maybe 2 years.
I think, yeah, somewhere close to that. I don't think two, but something like that.
At what ages?
Actually, no. I definitely went more. I definitely went to like 2 years or so.
Really?
Yeah.
At what age?
The first time I had sex.
Oh.
And then I waited for a few more years.
That's a different kind of story. No, but
then also when I was, I don't know, actually. I think I've always been banging.
A little horn ball.
Yeah, honestly.
I know. I gotta get hornier. I'm trying. I just wrote a bit about our age gap and how you're hornier than me. And I wish I was horny.
It's so funny to wish to be horny. Like, you can do things about that.
Yeah.
You can eat foods that make you horny and like
you could eat pussy.
You could get your hormones checked.
Yeah.
You can take pills that like help you get horny, not like Viagra, but
I know, but I have like Medicaid, so I don't even know.
What? All right.
You go to a doctor and next thing you know you're like, well, why am I not horny? They're like, well, we'll put you on this medicine, you come see me every 3 months, we check in. Next thing you know, I'm spending $8,000 to just say that I'm a loser. Or to try to not be a loser, you know, or try to be less horny. I don't know. I'm working on it.
No, you're not.
I'm just reading TikToks about it. But yeah, that girl is cool. I wonder if she's had sex with him again, a couple follow-ups, and if she ever saw him out or her friends and told her friends what, or told the guy's friends what happened.
Yeah. Oh, that would be the best. I love embarrassing guys.
I know.
Hey, y'all. Hope you're well. So I've been off the market for a while and thus deleted the app some time ago. But when I was still on them, by far my biggest turnoff was any indication someone was a burner. And by that, I obviously mean a fan of Burning Man. So if I saw photos from the festival, if I saw any of the ass clown accoutrement, like the fur hats or the goggles or the Mad Max utility kilts, these homeless hating crypto douchebags sport while feeling edgy because they swap girlfriends in a desert porta potty on ayahuasca in an ecological nightmare. Hard out. Biggest boner killer I can think of. And frankly, if you're a person who can get past that and tolerate a conversation with one of those skid marks, I'm deeply suspicious that you're even trustworthy. Frankly, if you didn't get rock hard at the footage of those dorks trapped in the Firefest shit show that resulted when the roads washed out and stranded everyone at Burning Man last year, I suspect you might already be dead inside.
Dude, this guy...
Wow, that was... He should write a book. That was so detailed.
This guy should take my job. He's so good. He's so eloquent. It sounds like I was... felt like I was reading a novel.
I wonder if he wrote it down and read it.
I feel like he had to have.
Yeah.
It felt like a...
Which I like. I like somebody who comes prepared.
All right.
I like how he called people skin marks.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he had so much language.
That's an original burn right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did you think about, like...
Wait, is he gay man? Was that what it was from?
Burning Man?
No. Was this guy...
Is he gay?
Yeah.
He didn't say anything.
No, I think... No.
He was mad at the... But he said it was a boner killer. The guys being that way.
I think, like, girls posting on Hinge, like, I went to Burning Man.
Oh, with those guys. Yeah. Excuse me. Sorry.
So, yeah, I mean, somebody who's, like, a festival person, like, not, no.
Oh, if it's your whole identity? It's the same kind of people that go to that billionaire Indian party and they're like, yeah, they make it, it's like... Anything outside yourself, which makes it your personality, kind of annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
And those people, they're not really enjoying it. You know what I mean? That's the other thing. Like,
yeah, but they're just like taking drugs, and it's just like a party, like a person who's like a partier at the end of the day.
Where their outfits, they got their whole outfit. Like, it's all about the outfit.
The planning the outfit.
It doesn't matter who's playing, what music's playing. They're not a fan. They're a fan of themselves and the likes they're going to get on Instagram.
The photos.
It's just like, it just really amplifies what, like, society is right now. Where it's all just, like base. And that's why you're going to Burning. Like, Burning Man used to be cool when it was like.
Because are you having fun really being dirty in the woods for days?
It's not like
sleeping?
It's a music festival. Yes. Like,
yeah, but back in the day, I think it was cool because you were getting off the grid. Like, the whole idea of Burning Man is like, I'm doing something in the desert. No one's around. This is our thing. This is my memory. Let's get as fucking freaky as we want. And now when you start throwing cell phones in the mix and you're taking photos and you're showing everyone you're there, it's the exact opposite of what it started for. But yeah, that guy can speak, though. He talks like he's, what's the dude that killed himself?
Jeffrey Epstein?
No, the writer. He fucking, goddamn. Damn it. I'm not going to get it from you, girls, okay, actually.
Yeah.
wait.
Yeah,
I kind of want you guys to keep guessing. He's a guy that killed himself. He was a writer.
How recently?
Van Gogh.
No. Huh?
Van Gogh.
How recently?
Van Gogh? I don't think Van Gogh killed himself, did he?
He ripped his ear off.
That's a start.
God. Oh, a
little suicidal.
Was it recent?
No. Gonzo. He wrote Gonzo.
Dude, I don't even
style.
Know what Gonzo is.
I'll get it right now. Watch. Gonzo writing... Gonzo journalism killed himself.
OMG.
Hunter S. Thompson.
All right, thank you.
If you need any help, call
the
suicide number that I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I really like that guy. I want to hear him talk more shit. It's so amazing what language can do when you know more words. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, yeah. That'll never be me. I was just going to say literally and like for the rest of my life.
He was so succinct. Dude, I can't believe we talk for
concise.
A living. Kind of. Okay. Yeah. Skincare tip.
Oh. So
Brenna, right before we started, said, I don't have a skincare tip ready. So this is off the dome. This is straight from the dome.
No. So
Okay, so people. Okay, actually, no, I do want to talk about something. First of all, don't. If you are acne prone, please stop putting Vaseline on your face every night. It's not helping you. It's giving you texture. If you're acne prone, it means that your skin is not shedding the dead skin cells fast enough. So things are getting trapped underneath. And Aquaphor is just keeping it, it's just pressing it further into your skin. It's preventing it even more from happening. So if you want to slug, you should slug with something water-based. Or you should like just use a non-comedogenic oil on top of your moisturizer at night. So that's it.
Dude, you spoke with big words similar to that guy. You can do it.
Yeah, in one subject. That's it.
That guy's, his whole subject's Burning Man. Yeah, that's true. All he talks about.
That's true.
No, okay. Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Bye, guys.
Oh, later, y'all.
Keep listening on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. We're going to go over to the Patreon. Keep talking. We're going to talk more shit about Melanie. We're going to talk
some shit about each other, I think, about this move.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Check out our Patreon, The Puddles Podcast. All right.
Okay, bye, guys.
Later, y'all. Puddles, puddles, puddles. Puddles, puddles. Everybody now puddles, puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.